Welcome to the L&R Communications podcast series. PR and content marketing in the accounting, tax, and finance arenas requires the ability to dive deep into complex topics while also ensuring that all messages are clear and fully resonate in the marketplace. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Caitlin Hoffman, who's a marketing manager with Gore, Fine, Schiller, and Garden. And Caitlin is very well versed in PR and marketing strategies that definitely work in this very unique arena. And we'd also like to note that Caitlin is a current L&R Communications client. And Caitlin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. We're really excited to have you today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, let's start at the top. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into marketing in the accounting, tax, and finance arena.
So I'm going to be as transparent as possible with this answer. I never really saw myself marketing accounting services, at least not long term. I've been an athlete my entire life. I played D1 lacrosse in college. Throughout college, I had an internship with a sports marketing agency. So truthfully, when I first started, I thought the subject matter was going to be incredibly dry. I couldn't have been any more incorrect. Accounting, tax, finance, it really applies to everyone, businesses and individuals. And for instance, just this past year, I actually paid close attention to the changes in the new tax law. I had to make a decision. Was it going to rent an apartment or buy a house? So this industry is constantly changing and evolving. To backtrack a little bit, I started working for a mid-sized accounting firm immediately after I graduated college. At this time, the firm was restructuring the marketing department, which meant new personnel, new marketing programs, experimenting with new media, and I had the opportunity to be a part of a major initiative, which was rebranding the firm. Now, fast forward 6 years later, just as I was beginning to shift my focus primarily to digital marketing, I heard from GSG, who had a management position available. So similar to where I was currently working, they were looking to transform the marketing department to taking a more proactive rather than reactive approach to initiatives. So I was excited, I felt prepared, and I took the job.
That's awesome. I really loved your point there at the beginning about how accounting actually does apply to everything, because I feel the same way in working with you and also when I worked with you at your previous job. It's just a deep well of stuff that you can learn. And when you really analyze it, you can apply it to anything, like you said, to your real estate investments, what you want to do. I often speak to some of your subject matter experts about small business stuff and being a small business owner. I feel like I get free small business accounting advice just from doing podcasts with them. So it actually is a pretty dynamic industry that many people often overlook or don't think it's as cool as it is. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to hear that you're calling the accountants cool. They don't get enough credit.
Well, I have to say the GSG SMEs that we work with have been all fantastic and incredibly cool. And speaking of Gore, Fine, Schiller, and Garden, tell us a little bit more about your firm.
Sure. So Gore, Fine, Schiller, and Garden, also known as GSG, has been around for over 80 years. And I won't get too detailed in our history because it dates back to the 1930s, but the firm's growth really accelerated from the merger of Schiller, Holinsky & Garden with Harry B. Gore Fine in 2000. And that was our historic merge that created Gore Fine, Schiller & Garden. So since then, the firm has only continued to grow and expand both organically and from additional mergers. And we're currently Maryland's 10th largest accounting firm. We're a full-service accounting firm, so we offer audit, accounting, tax, consulting, business valuation and litigation support, and small business services. And we're active in a number of industries, such as real estate, construction, manufacturing, not-for-profit, and labor organizations. And our client base involves individuals and businesses, but almost at every level, at every life stage of a business. So from emerging businesses and startups, all the way to those looking to plan an exit strategy.
That's great. And I appreciate you mentioning that Baltimore focus. And I know you recently relaunched your homepage of the site with a strong message about GSG being the Baltimore firm. That's a big focus, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's an initiative that we took on, you know, towards the beginning of actually summer. And it was something that we kind of identified interviewing some of our SMEs, obviously talking to the partner group. You know, it's completely saturated market, the accounting industry. So you really need to differentiate yourself any way that you can.
Yeah. And, you know, I would agree. And the differentiation is almost focusing not necessarily on a niche, but a marketplace that you know that you've been in for so long. Like, stick with the home field, have the home field advantage, because I know a lot of mid-sized firms, they always want to expand further and further. And I know you work with plenty of clients throughout the United States, but I think it's a really interesting and a smart strategy in a crowded space.
Yes, thank you. It obviously took a decent amount of thought behind it, but now we've been here for over 80 years, so why not tout that expertise?
Exactly. And this is the perfect segue into my next question, since that was one of your marketing initiatives. Tell us about some of the other stuff, other marketing programs that you manage for GSG.
Sure. So this is where I get to brag about how busy we've been the past year and a half. You know, we've done SEO, content marketing, public relations, obviously, social media, email marketing, and events. But I'd have to say the two biggest initiatives that are ongoing are optimizing our website and content marketing. So when I came on board, the most important initiative I took on was brand recognition. So I got to work on developing an impactful web presence and creating educational content that allows GSG to position ourselves as experts in the industry. So the first task was restructuring the website. We highlighted all of our core services rather than just listing just about everything that we do. So our resources page was completely reworked as well with the inception of our blog. And, you know, our blog is critical. It allows us to showcase our expertise. We create quick, casual content, and it's timely in the accounting industry. So, you know, we've also, as you mentioned, we're a client of yours. We've engaged in PR. And, you know, content marketing and PR, they both have the same goal of making your brand visible. So it's very important to recognize that content marketing needs PR in order for it to make the biggest impact and to be seen by your prospects. A PR firm can really get you instant exposure to various media outlets. You know, these professionals have established relationships with publishers that generally take months for someone like me to cultivate. You know, a publication featuring or quoting your firm in an article, it's extremely powerful. It's an external voice endorsing your firm's expertise. So not only has this been a great exposure for GSG, but it also gives our services some credibility.
That's awesome. I just want to say for the record, I did not pay Caitlin to say that about the power of PR, but I love hearing that. And somebody that's been in the industry now for, gosh, well over 20 years and 10 years with L&R Communications, I would agree. The power of PR is still there, and it should go hand in hand with content marketing, whether it's your podcasts or whatever it may be. It's kind of a 360-degree approach. And one thing that we've, as you know, that we've worked together on a lot are, you know, the guest articles. A lot of these trade publications in the various sectors that GSG is targeting, they're hungry for fresh content. They have to keep their content pages on their sites fresh. And if you offer them a guest article from a GSG SME that's non-promotional, that's thought leadership-like, they typically run it. And then from there, Caitlin, we can optimize it through social media and everything. I think it's a pretty great space. And I imagine you would agree in the accounting sector, there's no shortage of topics to write about and opportunities.
No, not at all, especially when you're working at a full service accounting firm. And, you know, one thing that's been great with these articles is that once somebody internally sees that, you know, their coworker or somebody in their department is getting this exposure, they kind of raise their hand and say, well, what if, you know, I've got some thoughts as well. What about me? So we're definitely drumming up some excitement internally, which is excellent.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And I've certainly noticed that too. Many more people raising their hands and wanting to be involved. And it just creates a nice snowball effect for us. And speaking of changes and a little bit of a snowball effect, I know that during your professional life, you've kind of grown up during the evolution and changes in digital and content marketing. I know you've been trained up on various marketing automation software, and you're very well versed in that. Tell us about some of the things that you've learned during this evolution and change in marketing.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate to evolve with this digital transformation. And well, at the start of my career, most tactics that fall under the digital umbrella, you know, optimizing your website, social media, blogging, they were just nice to have, but now businesses are realizing that they really can't grow without them. And that's really because the buyer behavior has transformed. Consumers don't want to be interrupted. You know, they want to do their own research and educate themselves and try to answer any questions they may have. So they're visiting your website, they're reading your content, and they're making the choice to give you their information if they're interested in your services. You really have to attract them. And, you know, I believe the single most effective way of doing so is through content marketing. And, you know, while original and unique content is necessary, it's incredibly difficult to break through the noise. So a digital marketing tactic that can help break through this noise is marketing automation. And as you know, I became incredibly familiar with the software HubSpot. You know, HubSpot and other marketing automation tools, it allows marketers to send the right message at the right time. If somebody goes on your website and they fill out a form, it doesn't just end there. The communication doesn't just end there. You know, you can nurture them by triggering a follow-up email, a personalized email offering additional content, or by enrolling the contact in a workflow and sending a series of relevant emails. You know, this level of personalization builds trust. Another good thing about marketing automation, it saves marketers a lot of time. It has a lot of scheduling capabilities, which we all definitely appreciate. But, you know, social media, it's another great digital marketing tactic, but you need to be present on the platforms where your audience is active. For example, most professional services firms using social media would say that platform's LinkedIn. You know, this is a great opportunity to share your valuable content and to also encourage your employees to share it. You know, if they're uncomfortable with social media, train them, teach them, because your employees are your greatest brand ambassadors. Digital marketing is also, you know, very powerful because it has the ability to track your marketing efforts. And it's important to track your marketing efforts. If you're on social media, analyze your engagement or reach every month and report on it annually. If you're sending out email blasts, have an email service provider that tracks, you know, who's opening, clicking, bouncing, unsubscribing. If you record podcasts, you know, you should know which podcasts are attracting the most listeners. So make sure you're tracking ROI and documenting results. All of these metrics can help in the grand scheme of your marketing efforts. You learn what's most important to your viewers or your listeners by tracking their activity. And then you can use that data and the knowledge to produce content that interests them.
Yeah, you covered off on a lot of awesome things there about marketing automation. And one of the things that I love from a PR firm perspective, you know, when I started out my career, we were tasked with just getting publicity. So we would almost work at these firms in New York during the dot-com era, and they were almost sweatshops where you had to be pitching all the time. And then let's say you do secure a really nice placement, say in like a Fast Company or, you know, like a big legitimate piece, client's happy and is excited. And then a month later, the client will say, well, what are you going to do next? And there's nothing there to really track ROI from the efforts. And with marketing automation, you can track the results and what press releases you put out, what articles drove traffic to your site. It's just a way of measuring and really justifying and showing the value that PR provides, as opposed to either spraying and praying a press release and hoping somebody picks it up, and then having a stressful, you know, quarterly meeting with a CMO explaining, you know, hey, we got these hits, but we're not sure if they did anything. Now we can actually track it back and say, yes, these articles did X, Y, and Z for you. And for us, that was a game changer for L&R Communications, big time.
Right. No, absolutely. And, you know, given the topic, if it did get a lot of traction, you know, we always talk about repurposing content, then keep talking about that topic.
Yep. As you know, I'm a big fan of that. If you get a guest article out there in a trade publication, why don't you have a little podcast with the SME about the article? It's just right. Kind of a 1-2 punch, which is really awesome. Caitlin, we talked about how you have grown up at the right time during lots of fast changes here in the digital marketing arena. So if you have a crystal ball sitting in front of you, where do you see yourself professionally, say, in the next 10 to 20 years?
Oh, I wish I had that crystal ball. Well, fortunately, GSG really does not show any signs of slowing down. So I know that this is a little cliche, but hopefully 10 to 20 years in the future, I'm still here. And I'd really like to expand the department. It's definitely been a goal of mine to have a very robust marketing department. I'd like to have multiple internal members and keep, you know, the external members as well. Great thing about GSG is it does encourage innovation and creativity. So I'd like for our firm to experiment with new marketing trends and software.
That's awesome. 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 Well, good, good, good. You have loyalty to GSG, and I think you're in the right place. And I'm not just saying that because they are a client of ours, and I know we've talked about this before, but it really is a world-class firm. It's almost like a hidden secret, and the subject matter experts are so smart, so intelligent, and highly responsive and really into what we're doing, which is just a really great thing.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I get to work with some very intelligent people, and you know, some of our meetings that we have together, of course I learn something new, but they really simplify and generalize it so that people like us who have more of the creative side of the brain can actually understand what they're talking about. So that's actually my goal, is to kind of get that voice and those people out there, because they do a great job at what they do.
Yeah, they definitely do. Caitlin, this has been awesome and an absolute pleasure. Is there anything to add today? Anything we may have missed?
I guess I started to touch on it in my last comment, but the only additional thought I have is to remember that your audience is human, especially with professional services and especially in the accounting industry. You know, don't be afraid to have some fun with your marketing efforts. It's okay to produce lighthearted content or to use a social media network like Facebook, you know, to expose the fun side of your company's culture. It's really important for your audience to feel connected to the human side of your brand.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And that's something I neglected to ask you about that. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I often counsel clients, you know, have the courage to be creative. You know, as long as you're not putting out content there that's offensive, not that we ever would, but if it shows a lighthearted human side of the brand, people are people, especially your prospects. And they, you know, you're almost like selling relationships there. Like they feel like they know the GSG brand beyond just being an accounting, tax, and finance firm.
Yeah, we're asking for a lot of trust from our clients. So it's very important for us to show that we're actually human. You're going to be dealing with a human during your time with us.
Yes, very important. What a great message there, and a perfect kind of parting end message for this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive and actually our very first L&R Communications client partner podcast interview with Caitlin Hoffman, who is a marketing manager with Gorfine, Schiller & Garden. And Caitlin was kind enough to share her insights on pretty much everything and anything when it comes to PR and content marketing success in the accounting, tax, and finance arenas. And Caitlin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.